谢天父真神，好让我们能够再一次的一起来同守安息圣日。
Thanks to our Heavenly Father that we can all come together to worship this Holy Sabbath.
我们存着感谢的心一起来领受属灵的粮食、属灵的活水。
With a thanking heart that we will partake our the spiritual food and spiritual water.
也用一个谦卑的心，我们来得到这个天父真神他道理的提醒。
And with a humble heart that we can always receive God's reminders.
也恳求天父真神的平安喜乐继续不断的在我们的生活里头。
And ask peace from peace and joy from our Lord continue that we will be in our lives.
我们在早上的正道之前，我们一起同心跪下感谢祷告。
For this morning service, let's all pray together.
一起祷告。在保罗的时代，如果犹太人不做基督徒的话，他们在犹太社会就不会被排斥。
During the time of Paul, apostle, disciple Paul, that during that time, if any Jewish, if they don't become Christian, that they will not be rejected.
在保罗的时代，如果不做一个基督徒，就不会受到周遭的人的歧视跟逼迫。
And in the time of Paul, that if all the Jewish that they don't become Christian, then they will not facing persecutions.
在保罗的时代，如果不做一个基督徒，也不会受罗马政府的逼迫。
In the time of Paul, that for Jewish they don't become Christians, they will not also be oppressed by Roman government.
所以当时的基督徒他们常常有一个很大的挣扎。
And so during that time, the Christian they have many strugglings.
他们在现实的生活里头是不是要放弃信仰？
And so during that time, in reality, are they supposed to reject their belief?
Give up
their belief.
是的，他们可以选择放弃信仰。
Definitely, they can decide to give up their belief.
如果他们放弃信仰，他们现在在哪里？
And if they give up their belief, where would they be?
他们应该是在阴间。
They would be in hell.
如果他们坚持信仰，他们现在就在乐园里头。
And if they persist their belief, they would be in paradise.
不晓得我们是不是也或多或少有这样的挣扎。
I don't know if any one of us also have this type of struggling.
今天我如果不是真耶稣教会的信徒，我现在不用坐在这里。
If I'm not a believer of True Jesus Church, and I don't have to sit here today.
如果我不是一个基督徒，我可以享有世界上所谓的很多的自由。
And if I'm not a Christian today, I would enjoy everything in the world.
但是我们最后的终点会在哪里呢？
But then, what will when the end comes, where will we be?
在保罗的时代的基督徒，是的，他们可以放弃信仰。
During the time of Apostle Paul, that all the Christian they can give up their belief.
但是信仰是那么的重要，那么的宝贵。
But then the belief is such important and precious thing.
他们所需要的不是决定说我是不是要放弃信仰。
What they need to think is not whether I should give up my belief.
他们所需要的是能够得到勉励。
What they need is exhortation.
他们所需要的是能够得到提醒。
What they need is the reminders.
同样的，所以在希伯来书里头，作者就有很多的提醒跟勉励。
And that's why in book of Hebrew, the author has gave many exhortation.
那这些勉励、劝勉也可以成为我们今天很好的劝勉。
And as for today, these exhortation are very, it's very useful for us today too.
我们请看希伯来书第三章。
Please turn to book of Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书三章第一节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partake of heavenly call, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
啊，这里说我们要思想。
And right here says that we should consider.
我们要思想什么？
What should we consider?
思想主耶稣。
Consider our Lord Jesus.
啊，思想主耶稣的什么？
What is that we should think about the Lord Jesus?
啊，思想主耶稣的两个很重要的职分。
We should consider the very important status that Lord Jesus was holding.
啊，这里说主耶稣他是使徒。
Right here says that Lord Jesus, he's an apostle.
啊，这个使徒的意思就是啊，也就是使者啊 ，messenger.
And so this apostle also also can be called as a messenger.
啊，就是被差遣来传达信息。
Which is that they need to pass out the messages.
啊，主耶稣被差遣来传达信息。
And Lord Jesus, he was sent to pass out the messages.
啊，这个使者就是被差遣去完成工作。
And this apostle is to be sent to complete the task.
啊，主耶稣他来为我们完成救恩。
Lord Jesus, he came to complete the salvation.
很不容易的一个工作。
It's not an easy job.
啊，我们要去思想主耶稣他如何的努力的来完成他的工作。
And we should consider how Lord Jesus he has putting so much effort to complete this task.
我们请参考路加福音十二章。
Please turn to Book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章五十节。
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 50.
五十节，我有当受的喜还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
Verse 50, but I have baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished.
这里所说的洗礼啊，就是指着这个十字架的苦行。
And this baptism is about the persecution on the cross.
他必须要走上十字架。
Lord Jesus, he need to be on the cross.
啊，这是一条受苦的道路。
And this is a path of tribulation.
还没有达到，所以呢，他何等的迫切的，我要去赶快去完成。
And because he has not accomplished, that's why he was considered try to complete the test as soon as he could.
主耶稣这么的努力，所以我们在信仰上。也要这么努力。
Lord Jesus, He has put in so much effort that we should also too.
我们会对很多事情给我们自己设下一些目标。
A lot of times we will set goals for ourselves.
就我们的信仰生活，我们是否为自己设下目标
？But do we have set a goal for our life of belief?
我们会用我们所有的力量来达成我们所设的目标。
We would do every effort to complete our task to complete our goal.
我们是不是也这么的努力的要来完成我们在信仰上的目标？
Have we also been putting so much effort to complete our goal in our belief in our faith?
我们要常常思想主耶稣为我们成为祭司。
We should always consider that Lord Jesus, He has been our priest.
好，我们请看希伯来书第五章。
Please turn to Book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
希伯来书五章第一节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 1.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
For every high priest,taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertain to God, that he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sins.
罪人如何能够跟神有关系？
How can a sinner build a relationship with God?
这当中就是要靠着祭司。
And this is need the priest to be the mediator.
所以借着主耶稣，我们能够跟神和好。
And through Lord Jesus that we can reconcile with God.
第九节
，verse nine.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成就了永远得救的根源。
Verse 9, and having been perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to who all obey him.
为什么我们必须来到神的面前？
Why should we come before God?
为什么我们必须要跟神和好？
Why should we be reconciled with God?
就是为了那个终极的目的，得救。
And the ultimate goal is to have salvation.
主耶稣为我们成了完全的祭司。
And Lord Jesus can became our perfect God, perfect priest.
第十节
verse 10,
并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
主耶稣成为祭司也是有根基的。
Lord Jesus that he became a priest, there is a proof.
神所做的每一件事情都要合理的。
And everything that God does, there is a purpose.
所以我们可以看到神的爱，神的计划。
And so we can see God's love and God's plan.
从神的计划，我们来看到神的爱。
From God's plan, we can see God's love.
所以我们要思想主耶稣为我们成为使徒，成为先知。
And so we should consider Lord Jesus that he became our priest and our Christ and priest and apostle.
这个想跟忧虑，它是同样的字根。
To ponder and to worry, they are actually coming from the same source.
很多时候，忧虑就是从想来的。
A lot of times, worry was coming from coming from pondering.
所以有时候我们会一个人，如果有一个人很忧虑，我们会对他讲，不要想那么多。
That's why when someone was so worried, and we would say, "Oh, not to think about it so much."
我们会对这个人说，因为你想太多了，所以你才会充满着忧虑。
We would comfort the person that because that you've been thinking too much, that's why you start have these worries.
是的，在我们日常的生活里头，不要想太多。
Yes, indeed, that in our daily life, we don't have to think so much.
想太多了，你徒增自己的烦恼跟忧虑。
And overthinking will only add up your worries and worries.
但是在希伯来书三章第一节叫我们说要思想。
But then in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1, asks us to think.
原来我们所思想的东西是不一样的。
And the thing that we to think about is different.
当我们去思想主耶稣，
when we think about Lord Jesus,
我们是要得安息、得安慰的。
And it's for us to come into a rest and receiving comfort.
所以主耶稣说，凡劳苦挑重担的，到我这里来。
And that's why Lord Jesus said, "For one that who has carried the burden, come to me."
我要让你得到安息。
I want you to receive peace, rest.
什么叫做来到主耶稣的面前？
What is coming to Lord Jesus?
就是希伯来书三章第一节所说的，我们要常常去思想主耶稣。
And this is what Book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 said, always consider and think about Lord Jesus.
这个世界上的思想常常会带给我们忧虑。
And this these things, all the things that we think, all the things in the world that we think so much only bring us worries.
但是我们思想主耶稣，我们要反而得到安慰，得到安息。
But when we consider Lord Jesus, we only receive comfort and we also receive peace.
曾经有一个执事啊，他得到了肝癌到最末期。
And there was a deacon, he got a liver cancer and it was in his end stage.
他非常的平静。
And he was in peace.
他已经没有办法 到教会参加聚会。
He was no longer to come into to the church to be in the service.
他在家里还是敬拜神，听着这个讲道的这个 CD。
But even though he said when he was home, he was still listening to the sermons in CDs at home.
虽然身体已经非常的虚弱，但是看不出他的痛苦。
But then even though that his body was weak, but then you cannot see his pain.
因为他总是在思想着主耶稣。
Because he was always considering Lord Jesus.
这个思想让他得到力量，得到安慰。
And all these things, all he's considering for Lord Jesus, always for him to receive strength and peace.
他不会去想到说，我是基督徒，我在教会侍奉，我是执事，今天我是肝癌末期就要死了。
And he wouldn't think, he wouldn't think like, I've been serving Lord so much, and now I have a liver cancer and I'm about to die.
神这样的对待他，但是他没有放弃信仰。
This is how God let him receive, but then he did not give up his belief.
因为他是一个懂得来思想主耶稣的人。
Because he's the one that really knows how to consider Lord Jesus.
我们再请看希伯来书三章第六节。
Let's take a look, Book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 6.
第六节，但基督的儿子，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Verse 6, But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
这里有一个 很好的字 hold fast, 我们要坚持。
Right here, the key word is the hold fast.
坚持什么？
What is that we should hold fast for?
第一个，坚持我们的盼望。
To hold fast our hope.
什么是我们的盼望？
What is that we are hoping for?
请看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十四节。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 24.
二十四节，我们得救是在乎盼望。只是所见的盼望，不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？
Verse 24, For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does a one still hope for what he see?
盼望让人活着。
Hope for people to continue to live.
所以只要活着的人，都是有盼，都是有盼望的。
For anyone that still alive,still have this hope.
只是基督徒的盼望跟一般世人的盼望有它不同的程度。
But then the hope for Christ and the hope for the world are different.
一般人的盼望都是看得见的。
The worldly hope are the things that we can see.
所以在这里说，那不是圣经里头所讲的盼望。
And that's why it says this is the hope that is not mentioned in the Bible.
二十五节
verse 25.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必须忍耐等候。
Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it, which perseverance.
我们所盼望的是将来的，是永远的。
What we are hoping for is.What's in the future? That's internal.
不是现在的，也不是现在所能够看见的。
It's not something that's present and we can see.
这就是为什么说，那所以我们要坚持。
And that's why it says that we need to steadfast.
那到底我们的盼望是什么？
And so what are we hoping for?
我们请看约翰福音十一章。
Please turn to Book of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章二十五节
，Gospel John chapter 11 verse 25。
二十五节，耶稣对他说：“我是复活，我是生命，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
Verse 25, Jesus said to her, "I'm the resurrection, the life, and he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live."
二十六节，凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗
？Verse 26. And however live and believe in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
26节最后一句话说，你信这个话吗？
Verse 26, it says, do you believe this?
很多人不信主耶稣所说的这两句话。
There are many people don't believe these two questions that these two things that Lord Jesus mentioned.
所以很多人没有那个将来那个永恒的盼望。
And that's why there are many people they don't have this eternal hope.
所以他们也不会坚持所谓的信仰。
And so they don't steadfast on their belief.
那我们是相信的。
And we are the one that believes.
这里告诉我们两件事情。
These tell us two things.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这是现在所看不见的。
This is something we can't see.
这是我们将来所要领受的。
But this is what we will be received in the future.
25节说，虽然死了也必复活。
Verse 25 said, though he may die, he shall live.
我们相信将来我们身体要复活。
We believe that in the future, our body will come resurrected.
复活改变成为一个荣耀的身体。
To resurrect it and to receive this glory, the body of glory.
我们相信二十六节所说的，凡活着信我的人就永远不死。
And we do believe what verse 26 has mentioned, whoever live and believe shall never die.
我们相信，我们接受洗礼，从水里上来，我们属灵的生命复活了。
Because we believe and we receive baptism and our spiritual life has resurrected.
有一天我们睡了。
One day we sleep.
就是世人所说的这个人死了。
And this is what worldly meaning saying this person died.
我们属灵的生命到乐园去。
And our spiritually, we went to the paradise.
我们里面那个人，我们的灵魂到乐园去。
Our inner soul, goes to the paradise.
在那里有亚伯拉罕，在那里有拉撒路。
There's Abraham, there's Lazarus.
在那里，我们得享真正那个永恒的这个平安。
And right there, we will receive this. We will enjoy the eternal peace.
在那里，我们安息，我们等候主耶稣的再来。
We will receive peace, rest, and wait for Lord Jesus' second coming.
这就是我们的盼望。
And this is what we are hoping for.
所以我们要坚持这个盼望。
And so we should stay, should be firm on this our belief.
希伯来书三章第六节提到，我们要坚持我们的勇气。
And book of Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 6, asks us to steadfast with courage.
我们知道在生活当中这个勇气非常的重要。
We know in our daily lives, the courage is very important.
这个勇气成为一个力量，让人去做往前进。
And the courage is a strength for us to continue to move on.
那我们信仰的道路也是要坚持我们的勇气。
And this path of our faith also needs this courage, and also needs the courage and strength.
尤其是在保罗那一个时代。
And especially during the time of Paul.
我们请参考马太福音第十章。
Let's take a look, Book of Hebrew, chapter 10.
马太福音。
I'm sorry, Book of Matthew, chapter 10.
马太福音十章二十八节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28.
二十八节，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Verse 28, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
一开始我有讲过了，在当时做基督徒要被歧视，要被逼迫，甚至被杀害。
And in the beginning, I have already said that during that time, the Christian, there were many persecution and many people scorned on Christians.
在这样的环境里头，必须要坚持有信仰的勇敢。
And so in that environment, need to have this, need to be firm in the belief and needs to have courage.
启示录在讲到末世。
Book of Revelation is talk about the end time.
我们请看启示录十二章。
Let's turn to Book of Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章十一节。
Book of Revelation chapter 12, chapter 12 verse 11.
十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们自己死，也不爱惜性命。
Verse 11, and they overcome him by the blood of Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
最后一句话跟马太福音十章二十八节所讲的是一样的。
And this is just same as what's mentioned in Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28.
一个末世的基督徒也要勇敢的不爱惜这个生命。
And as a Christian during the end time, we should also cherish our lives.
感谢神，我们还没有受到这样的威胁。
Thank God, we haven't received these type of threats.
我们还是生活在一个信仰自由的地区。
We are in the area that we do have a freedom of belief.
但是我们一样的在信仰上，我们要坚持我们的勇气。
But then in our faith, that we still need to have this firm belief and also needs to have the strength.
对我们来说，什么叫做信仰的勇气？
For us, what is that courage that we should have for in our faith?
第一个，我们的时间到底花在哪里？
First, where do we actually spend our time?
有人说时间就是生命。
And some people said, time is life.
有人说时间就是金钱。
And some people said, time is money.
用很多的时间可能会赚很多的钱。
Use a lot of time, but it can possibly make a lot of money.
在这个充满机会的社会里头，这个是很有吸引力的。
And this, in this society, there's many opportunity to make tons of money. And so this is something that's very attractive.
只要我肯多花一点时间，我就能够得到 promotion.
And if I'm willing to spend more time, I can receive promotion.
只要我肯多花一点时间，我的业务一定能够扩展。
If I'm willing to spend more time on my business, I can expand my business.
我们有没有那一个勇气，花多一点的时间在主耶稣身上
？Do we have the courage to spend more time on Lord Jesus?
我们有没有那个勇气，花多一点时间专注于我们的信仰？
Do we have this courage to focus on our belief?
所以今天我们一样是可以坚持信仰上的勇气。
And today we can also steadfast and have this courage of belief in our firm belief.
过去的人他们必须要有那个勇气牺牲他们肉体的生命。
In the past, the Christians need to sacrifice their lives.For their belief.
那是为了主耶稣，为了信仰。
And that's for their belief and also for Lord Jesus.
那今天我们有没有那个勇气，为了主耶稣，为了信仰，我们牺牲掉我们的时间？
And as for us, are we willing to spend our time, to use our courage to have this strong faith for our Lord Jesus?
请再看回希伯来书第四章。
Please turn back to Book of Hebrews, chapter 4.
希伯来书四章十四节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Verse 14. Seeing then that we have great high priest who has passed.Through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
在这里提到另外一个 hold fast, 要持定我们所承认的道。
And right here has used the word hold fast for us to believe in the word of Lord Jesus.
也就是我们要过着一个守神教训的生活。
And to hold fast our confession is to live in in a matter of in the teaching of God.
如果过着守神教训的生活，这个才是承认耶稣。
And to live in the way that in the words of God, then this is as to confess that Lord is our Lord Jesus is our Lord.
在保罗的时代，要承认我是基督徒，是有相当的难度。
In the time of Paul, to confess that you are the Christian, it's very difficult.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Please turn to Book of Hebrews.
罗马书第十章。
Please turn to Book of Romans, chapter 10.
罗马书十章。
Romans chapter 10.
九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
第十节，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Verse 10.For with heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
这是所有基督徒今天的基督徒最喜爱的经节。
And this is a favorite scripture that nowadays Christians love.
如果我们跟基督徒在谈到教义的事情的时候，很多基督徒马上搬这两节经节出来。
And a lot of time when we're talking to Christian from other denomination, and immediately they like to take these two verses out.
是的，在保罗的时代，能够这样子就得救了。
Indeed, during the time that time of Paul, if this is all you have to do, and you will receive salvation.
对当时的基督徒，我继续的承认耶稣是我的救主。
And during that time, the Christian is.If that they always confess that Lord Jesus is their Lord, that they can receive this salvation.
当时的基督徒只要继续的坚持，耶稣已经复活了。
As long as those Christian that they hold fast that Lord Jesus he was resurrected.
我宁愿被摒弃，我甚至宁愿被杀。
I'd rather that being rejected, even to a point that I will be killed.
有这样的。坚持跟勇气的必然得救。
For this firm belief and steadfast will receive salvation.
那我们今天的环境呢
？And how about today or the environment that we're in?
你承认耶稣是你的救主，你相信耶稣复活了，对你一点影响也没有。
Confessing that Lord Jesus is your Lord and is a Savior, that is just not enough.
不会有人伤害你，不会有人杀你。
Well, and no one will bother you. No one will hurt you.
所以今天，对我们来讲，所谓的守道理，就不是只有这样子。
And as for today, for us to keep God's commitment, this is not how it works.
在生活当中，人家能不能够看出？你有基督徒的样式。
And in the daily life, if they can see Lord in you,
当你吃饭的时候，在众人面前，你敢不敢默祷
？And when you are eating in the public, are you willing to pray before you eat？
对某些活动，你敢不敢对人说不
？And in the activities, are you willing to say no？
在很多的压力之下。你会不会？我还是要把我的时间、把我的生命献给主耶稣。
In the time of pressure, are you willing to still give up your time, your time, for Lord Jesus?
世界的潮流里头，你是不是还敢坚持信仰的原则
？In this worldly trend, are you still willing to hold fast in your belief?
这个。是我们今天所需要的。
And this is what we need today.
有一次听一个姐妹的分享，我相当的感动。
And once I was very moved on a testimony of a sister.
她说，她的小孩男生在这个 preschool。
She said she had a boy in preschool.
啊，一到万圣节的时候，她就跟自己的儿子讲说，我们是真耶稣教会的信徒，我们不庆祝这个万圣节。
And in the time of Halloween, and she was telling her son, saying that we are a member of True Jesus Church, that we don't celebrate Halloween.
哦，那一天他们是小朋友都要带着。要准备化妆的衣服到学校去。
And so all the kids in the school, they prepare all their costume to and they are ready to bring all those costume to school.
哦，这学校安排了一个时段呢，要让小朋友庆祝这个万圣节。
And this school has set aside a part a time for kids to celebrate Halloween.
哦，这个妈妈说，没有让你带这个服装，你跟老师讲说你是基督徒，你不庆祝圣诞节，这个万圣节。
And this mother was telling, the sister was telling her son that, just tell your teacher that because we're Christian that we don't celebrate Halloween.
哦，那结果。感谢神啊，这个小弟弟、小弟兄非常的单纯，他也没有问为什么，他也没有吵，他就这样去学校了。
And thank God that this little brethren that he didn't ask, he was not upsetting, and he didn't ask anything, and he just went to school.
哦，他真的在那个时段里头，他跟老师讲说。我是基督徒，我不庆祝万圣节。
And so the boy went up to the teacher and told teacher that I'm Christian and we don't celebrate Halloween.
我就有一个小朋友，其实他有带服装，他听这个小弟兄这么讲，他也跟老师讲说啊，我也是基督徒，那我也不参加了。
And there was a little kid also heard the conversation, and so he also told teacher that, well, the teacher, I'm Christian too, so I guess I cannot participate.
哦，那结果这个姐妹去接孩子的时候
，And so this sister went to pick up her son.
哦，这个老师对这个姐妹说 ，I'm proud of your son.
And this teacher was telling to our sister said that.I'm so proud of your son.
因为这个老师也是基督徒。
Because this teacher actually she was also a Christian.
哦，这个啊，这个就是在承认主的名。
And this is as confessing Lord Jesus as their Lord.
哦，所以我们要坚持我们所承认的道。
And so we should hold fast that the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
好，我们再看回希伯来书第三章。
Please turn back to Book of Hebrews, Chapter 3.
那我观察那个小弟兄。
And so I observed this little brother.
好，我就发现说他有小时候的经验，他长大之后。很多事情他很容易去坚持他的原则。
And so I believe that he as he grow up that he will continue to steadfast on his principle.
哦，不是我相信哈，据我的 observation 我的观察。
It's not I believe, it's through my observation.
他很容易的去坚持信仰的原则。
It is very easy for him to hold fast his belief.
希伯来书三章第七节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话。
Verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice.
十五节。
Verse 15.
同样的，你今日若听他的话。
15 says, well, it says, today if you will hear his voice.
第七节说圣灵说。
Verse 7 said, the Holy Spirit says.
十五节这里说这个有话说，就是圣经上说。
And verse 15 said, today if you will hear his voice, which meant the voice is the Bible.
那这个 第七节。
And verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
在大卫的书上也这样说，你们今日若听他的话。
And in the book of David, again it says, today such a long time as it has been said.
所以再来我们要强调的字眼就是听。
Oh, I'm sorry, that was today, if you will hear his voice. And so what we are trying to emphasize here is to listen.
Hear 跟 listen 程度上是不一样。
To hear and to listen, in fact, there are still somewhat different.
在希伯来文里头，听也是有不同的字眼。
And in the in Hebrew, there's also somewhat different.
就是有 hear 有 this listen. 我们要 listen.
We need to listen.
听他的教训。
And to listen his teaching.
这个在旧约圣经、新约圣经里头都不断的重复，要听。
And so in the New Testament and Old Testament has continued to use the word to listen.
听才会去明白。
And to listen so you can understand.
神的目的是要让我们明白。
And the purpose of God is for us to understand.
所以我们要注意的听。
And so we have to focus, pay attention to listen.
注意的听，我们才会坚持信仰。
To pay attention to listen, so we can stay hold fast on our belief.
真的明白信仰，我们才会坚持。
And once we have this complete understanding, and that's it's and so we can hold fast.
但是我们看旧约圣经这些显明的历史。
And but then we see the this histories history in Old Testament.
那个事实是，他们常常是不听。
In fact, they have this problem that they don't listen.
所以我们也看到他们的结果。
And so we see the result.
在旷野地上死了好多的人。
And so the many were died in the wilderness.
因为不听。
And because they weren't listen.
这个后来国家甚至灭亡了。
And even to the point that the whole nation was all destroyed.
因为不听。
Because that they weren't listening.
不是没有听见，是不听。
It's not they didn't hear it, it's that they wouldn't want to listen.
因为硬着心。
Because they had, their heart was hard. Hardened.
因为质疑神，试探神。
Because they still have this doubt for God and they also want to test God.
因为没有去留意神的作为。
And they don't pay attention on God's God's work.
结果就得不到安息。
And they did not receive peace, rest.
在他们的生活里头充满着很多的恐惧、忧虑。
In their life, it was full of terror and worries.
在生活当中充满着很多的沮丧。
And in their lives, they were despair.
听了之后还要做正确的选择。
After listening, you still have to decide on the correct choice.
不要以为说神只是一直要求我们要听。
It's not just that, just think that a Lord only want us to listen.
其实我们也常常呼求神说，神啊，你听。
A lot of time we actually cry out to our Lord to ask Lord to listen to us.
在我们的祷告里头，很多时候我们都说，神啊，你听。
In our prayers, a lot of times that we ask God to listen to our prayer.
所以不是只有神在要求我们听啊，我们也常常要求神要听。
It's not only God requests us to listen to His word, it's we also a lot of time requesting God to listen to us.
所以神这样告诉我们。
And so God told us this.
我们请看撒迦利亚书第七章。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
圣经旧约圣经倒数第二节，撒迦利亚书第七章。
Zechariah chapter 7.
第七章十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
十三节，万军之主说：“我曾呼唤他们，他们不听；将来他们呼求我，我也不听。”
Verse 13. Therefore, it happened that just as he proclaimed, and that they not hear, so they called out, and I will not listen, says the Lord of hosts.
啊，对我们的祷告，有时候我们想说，神为什么不听？
To our prayer, a lot of time we ask.Why doesn't Lord listen to us?
啊，有一个可能就是，在过去我们也没有听神。
There is a possibility that we didn't listen to God also.
啊，但是神是爱。
But then God, He is love.
哦，虽然我们没有百分之百的听神，但是神却总是在听我们的祷告。
Even though we haven't hear God's word 100%, but then God always listen to our prayer.
要听啊，这个是我们信仰上的一个很重要的功课。
We need to listen. That's a very important homework for us.
啊，这也是我们信仰当中一个很大的软弱。
And this is also the weakness that we have in our belief.
啊，我们来看一个例子，《民数记》二十章。
And let's turn to a book of Numbers, chapter 20.
民数记二十章第六节。
Numbers 20 verse
6。第六节，摩西亚伦离开会众，到会幕门口俯伏在地，神的荣光向他们显现。
Verse 6. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their face.And the glory of Lord appeared to them.
这是摩西亚伦他们一个很习惯性的动作。
And this is a ritual thing that they do for Moses and Aaron.
有了问题就是俯伏在神面前。
And once that they have questioned, they would come to the Lord.
那神真的向他们显现，神真的告诉他们如何解决问题。
And Lord would just would appear and tell them how to resolve the problem.
第八节，你拿着杖去和你哥哥亚伦聚会，召集会众，在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来，水就从磐石流出来给会众和他们的牲畜喝。
Verse 8, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron together, the congregation together.Speak to the rock before their eye, and it will yield its water. Though you shall bring water to them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals.
啊，果然神给他们解决问题的方法。
Indeed, God has given them a way to resolve the problem.
你觉得摩西有没有注意听？
But then, do you think Moses has really paying attention to listen to God's word?
因为我们知道后来摩西他不是吩咐磐石出水。
But then we remember that Moses he did not just ask the rock to bring out the water.
我们知道他是用手中的杖击打磐石两次。
We knew that Moses actually used the rod.To hit on the rock.
我们想想看，为什么摩西是击打磐石两次
？Let's think. Why did Moses struck on the rock with the rod two times?
他没有听清楚神怎么跟他讲吗
？Didn't he listen well what Lord had told him?
神跟他讲的就是这么简单的两三句话而已。
Lord only just told him something that's very simple instruction in few words.
如果我们是神，我们可能是会问他：难道你没有注意听？你没有听清楚吗
？If we are God, we would ask Moses, "Didn't you listen to me? Didn't you pay attention on my word?"
他是俯伏在神的面前听。
Moses was falling on the ground and listened to Lord's word.
所以我们自己想想看，我们到底是怎么的在听
？And so we should ask ourselves, how did we in which way that we actually listen to our God?
摩西都会听成这个样子，何况是我们
even Moses has this is how he followed the instruction. And how about us?
这就是为什么这么简单的一个事情，还要不断的去提醒。
And that's why, even though the instruction seems to be easy, but then there's continue so many reminders.
啊，神说我的百姓啊要听。
And that's why Lord Jesus said, our Lord said, my people needs to listen.
我们去唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
373首。
373.
坐。Please be seated. 在保罗的时代，基督徒是少数。
In the time of Paul, Christian considered as a minority.
那要坚持信仰又是那么的困难。
And so to be firm in their belief is very difficult.
我们相信很多人他们都听了劝勉。
And I'm sure many people have listened to the exhortation.
所以他们现在在乐园里头。
And that's why they're in paradise.
当然也有一些人就放弃了信仰。
Of course, many people gave up their belief.
相信这些人现在不是在乐园里。
And I'm sure that they're not in the paradise.
今天做真耶稣教会的信徒，在整个大环境里头也是少数。
And as a believer in True Jesus Church, consider also as minority.
但是我们要得到劝勉，我们要坚持。
But we also receive the exhortation, and we should be hold fast.
我们要在乐园里头来等主耶稣的再来。
We want to go to the paradise and for Lord's second coming.
我们要得着复活改变的身体。
And we need to have this transformation of our body.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
And let's all pray. Have this concluding prayer.
求天父真神继续带领保守我们。
As our Heavenly Father continue to protect us and keep us.
我们也立志要坚持我们的信仰。
And we have this determination that we can hold fast in our belief.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
For anyone wish to receive laying hand, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.